The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop. Dr. Young is the executive pastor at Christ Gospel Church, as well as an accomplished musician, author, and certified family counselor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord, Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His soon return. The hope and prayer of today's program is to bring hope in the face of hopelessness by pointing to the cross of Jesus where He was crucified. We are so glad the story didn't end there. He died, but rose again so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org.
You know, before I get started today, I just want to thank you for spending time with us here at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg as we share the crucified message with you. I heard a story about a man who was buying a house, and he was very excited. And after the closing, he told his friend, he bought a two-story house. His friend said, "Wow, it must be a big house." The man said, "No, it's a small single-story house." His friend said, "But I thought you bought a two-story house." He said,
"Yeah, the realtor told me one story before I bought it and another story after I bought it."
Brothers and sisters, our word is our bond. And I'm so glad that we serve a God who always keeps His promises to us. As I was preparing for today's radio broadcast, my mind reflected back to November 2016 when I started as the radio host for the Crucified Message here on AM 570. You see, before this, Bishop Leonard had been the radio host for some 35 years on various radio stations. So when he asked me to do this, I was hesitant. You see, most of my life, I have struggled with a speech impediment where I stuttered badly. And it was never in my wildest dreams that I would become a pastor, a preacher, teacher, and definitely not a radio host. But listen, God has an expected end for each of us. And it was in my weakness that I became strong. You see, God is looking for those who are weak in themselves, those who are willing to humble themselves under His awesome power and authority. So today I celebrate with you that because of God's promises, I'm able to share this crucified message story with you going into my sixth year. I want to thank God for keeping His promises, and I want to thank Bishop Leonard for allowing me to stand on his big shoulders and continue this labor of love called the Crucified Message. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hands to Thee. No other help I know. If Thou withdraw Thyself from me, whither shall I go? What did Thine only Son endure before I drew my breath? What pain, what labor to secure my soul from endless death? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. My text will be coming from 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 8 and 9.
Beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
My topic today is God's promises are yea and amen. If you're sitting close to someone, look at them and say, God's promises are yea and amen. God's ways are not like our ways. His timing is not our timing. You see, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. God dwells in eternity, and in eternity, one day is just like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is just like one day. And this is why when God heals you, you can say, I am healed. You see, it can take up to 1,000 years before you see your healing. But believe the promises of God. When God bless you, you are blessed. Some of your healings and blessings will not be realized in the earth, but in heaven when we stand before him. There are two things I want you to remember today. Number one, the promises of God are not based on your performance. You don't have to be good enough to receive God's promises. Come walk with me through the scriptures. Abraham lied to Pharaoh and disowned his wife Sarah twice in order to save his own neck. But God kept his promises, and Abraham was called the progenitor and the father of faith. Noah, after the flood, he planted a garden and
got tore up from the floor.
Yes, he got drunk and exposed his nakedness. But God kept his promise. And through Noah, mankind was saved. Somebody said God always keeps his promises. Jacob, you remember him, that deceitful, cunning, and that trickster. But God made him a promise, and his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And through him, the children of Israel were born. Oh, we can't forget about David. David committed murder, adultery, and lied to the prophet. But God kept his promises, and he became known as the man after God's own heart. Not only that, he became one of the greatest kings in Israel's history. Brothers and sisters, can I put a but God in your story? In spite of your past faults and failures, God has made some promises to you, and he will, oh, I feel my help, he will keep his promises. God's promises are yea and amen. Listen, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. The Lord is a good father who knows what's best for you. I remember many years ago I was praying for a job, and I asked God for a particular job that I thought I wanted more than anything. You see, it paid a lot of money. Some of my friends worked there, and they seemed to have lots of money, and they drove nice cars, and without much insight, I began praying for a job there. And after several interviews, I didn't get the job. And I was disappointed. And I ended up taking another job, one that I really didn't give much thought. A few years later, the company I wanted to work for folded and closed its doors. And everyone who worked there was let go. The company that I ended up working for was growing, and within 2 years, I was promoted twice, doubling my salary. Some of my friends who lost their jobs from that company ended up working for the company that I work for. You see, some of the things we pray and ask God for and do not get, it's not that God is slack, but God is looking out for our best interests. God knows that we are undercutting our blessings and living beneath our privilege. You see, sometimes we ask God for a sandwich, but he gives us the entire restaurant. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Sometimes we ask God for a piece of wheat, but he wants to give us the entire wheat field. We ask God for a job with a company, but God wants to make us the manager within that company. Brothers and sisters, God is not slack concerning his promises. God's word is not based on your performance. It's based on his promises. Your possibilities are not based on how good you are. It's based on how good God is. Second thing I want you to remember is the promises of God do not need activity. They need agreement. Ooh, I think I'm going to say that again. Number two, the promises of God don't need activity. They need agreement. This is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. How many promises did he say? Some promises of God?
No.
Most promises of God?
No.
Many promises? Let me read it again. For all of the promises of God in him are yea and amen. That Greek word for yea is nahi, which means even so, surely, or truth. Amen is a universal word, which means agreement. Can I put it together? The yea comes from God. The amen comes from us. In other words, I must get in agreement with God's promise before I can receive the benefits and the blessings. The yea comes from God, but the amen should come from you. I gotta take a quick break, but if you stay tuned, I'll be right back after this. Hi, this is Dr. Young, pastor at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg. After Lazarus died, Jesus tells Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Remember, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Not only are the promises of God not based on your performance, but the promises of God don't need activity, they need agreement. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, for all the promises of God are yea and amen. See, God doesn't require you to understand it all the time. But what he does require from you is to agree, come in agreement with his word. You know, the angel Gabriel came to the Virgin Mary and he says,
you have found favor with God. You will have a son and you will call his name Jesus.
Mary, the young virgin, said,
how can this be? For I haven't been with a man.
Gabriel said,
the Holy Ghost will come upon you and overshadow you.
She didn't understand the yea. She didn't understand the word, but listen to what she said. She said, be it unto me. In other words, amen. She came into agreement with God's word and God blessed her. This is why the angel Gabriel went on to say, Mary, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You see, God wasn't looking for her to try to find a man to get busy, to try to have a child. No, 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 no. God did not need her help. He wasn't looking for activity. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. He was looking for her agreement. Yeah, go back with me over in the Old Testament. Moses and the children of Israel are standing at the Red Sea. Yes, the children of Israel are complaining and blaming Moses for bringing them out into the wilderness to die without tombs, without graves. Pharaoh is now marching after them with 600 choice chariots. Moses, he starts to cry out to God. God says to him, "Why are you crying out to me?" Listen to this. He says, "Lift up your rod and hand over the sea. Lift up your hands over the situation." And when Moses came into agreement with God's word, the waters had to get up out of the way. Satan is not afraid of any of us quoting scriptures, but when we come in agreement with God's word, oh, he has to flee. Somebody who's listening today is standing at a Red Sea, and you're crying out to your spouse. You're crying out to your friends. You're crying out to your family members. Some of you are crying out to God. But I stopped by to let you know you can stop crying today. And I need you to not just know the word, but I need you to come into agreement with God's word. You may not understand it. You may not like it. You may not even want it, but come in agreement with God's word and watch him move the Red Sea. If you don't know what to do, just say this. Say, "I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes." Is there somebody listening today who would just lift up your voice and say, "I'll say yes, Lord, yes"? Somebody may be asking, "Dr. Young, why do you trust in God's promises?" Well, listen to the words of David in Psalms 27. And David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion." I believe I say that one more time. Somebody need to hear this. "But in the time of trouble, God shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up on a rock." Somebody say, "Well, that's great. David, he trusted in God, but why should I trust him?" Oh, well, let me testify for you. You can't make me doubt him. Why? Because I know too much about him. You see, he brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, he opened doors that were closed in my face. I said earlier, as I was growing up, I stuttered very badly. I did not think I could ever speak in front of a group of people, but he has brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, doors were closed. I remember going to job interviews and they laughed at me and said I could not be any more than an entry level worker. But thank God, as I look back over my life, there are many jobs where I've risen in a Fortune 100 companies, becoming business managers and leaders, teaching thousands of folks around the world. You see, God always keeps his promises. He made my enemies leave me alone. Oh, yes, he walks with me. Oh, he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. Listen. When I was sick, he was my doctor in the sick room. When I was in trouble, he was my lawyer in the courtroom. When I was homeless, he was a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, yes, he is a rock in a weary land. He's a bridge over troubled water. When I'm lost, he's a balm in Gilead to heal the sick soul. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm thirsty. He's a lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. You're asking, how can you trust him? Because he's a friend when I'm friendless. Yes, he's a comforter when I need comfort. If nobody else will praise him, if nobody else will bless him, oh, I'm going to say it for you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I can count on him. I can trust in him. He has proven himself trustworthy. Thank you, Lord. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, will he not do? Or has he spoken and he will not make it good? Brothers and sisters, God's promises are yea and amen. It is time for each of us to rise up and stand up on God's promises. It's not enough just to come to church week after week. It's not enough to just come to Bible study and hear the word of God taught, but we must activate. We must walk in the word of God. It's time to rise up and stand on God's promises. You know, a lot of church members who are singing, standing on the promises, are just sitting on the premises. It's time to get up from the premises. And let's start standing on the promises. You know, it doesn't matter how it looks right now. Don't you worry and don't you fret. Don't let your worries get the best of you. Remember, Moses started out as a basket case, but God raised him up, reared him in Pharaoh's house for 40 years, took him out to the wilderness for 40 years to make sure he was ready. And the last 40 years, he brought the children of Israel out of bondage. Sometimes we question the word of God instead of obeying what it says. Don't put a question mark where God has placed a period. If God said it, he will bring it to pass. It's not where you've been. It's where you're going that matters the most. Don't allow other people to keep you locked up in your past mistakes, in your past failures. Remember, if you've asked God to forgive you and come into your life, you are forgiven. You are loved. You are precious in God's sight. Remember, God grades on the cross and not on the curve. Brothers and sisters, remember, God's promises are yea and amen.
We hope you've enjoyed the Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. from Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. The Crucified Message is a listener-supported program. Your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of providing solid Bible-based teaching that will strengthen the walk of those already following Jesus and, through the power of the Holy Spirit, draw others into a saving relationship with Him. You can help support The Crucified Message at ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. Or mail your gift to Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Preston Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the Crucified Message Ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.